With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A memorial service was held today in Atlanta for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who died November 19th. Her tribute service in Atlanta was a rare gathering of all living U.S. First Ladies and multiple presidents, including her 99-year-old husband, Jimmy Carter. It marks the second of a three-day schedule of public events celebrating the former First Lady and global humanitarian who died at the age of 96. Jimmy Carter appeared in the front row despite his frail health. He was accompanied by President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden, as well as other multiple occupants of the White House. Hamas released 12 hostages and Israel released 30 Palestinian prisoners on the fifth day of a fragile ceasefire that has enabled humanitarian aid to flow into Gaza and that mediators hope to extend even as Israel pledges to resume the war. Israel said 10 of its citizens and two Thai nationals freed by Hamas returned to Israel Tuesday evening. Earlier today, Liz Hirsch Naftali told NBC's Today Show her niece, four-year-old Abigail Idan, benefited from having a woman with her during her time as a hostage.
We're thrilled that she is released. Abigail was held hostage with a mother and her three kids. And that was a blessing because she had a woman, a mother who could hold her and comfort her in the darkness for 50 days.
Mediators met in Qatar to try to extend the ceasefire beyond Wednesday. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to visit the region this week with an eye to extending the truce. On Wall Street, the Dow by 83 points, the Nasdaq rose 40, the S&P 500 index advanced 4. This is SRN News. Malta has been known for its large, elaborate nativity scene since the 1600s. This year, several are on display at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C.
The three that we have on exhibit this year are roughly 5 foot by 5 foot. And all the figures, you know, the Holy Family, the shepherds, the wise men, they're all hand-carved. So in themselves, each figurine is a piece of art, and then to have, you know, a dozen or 15 or even 30 of these in a single display is really quite beautiful.
Spokesman Jeffrey Kloa said the artwork is the product of the country's faith.
It has a very long tradition of a Christian nation. In fact, in their constitution, they're specifically a Christian nation. Beautiful churches and cathedrals all over the country.
Details can be found at museumofthebible.org. This is SRN News. Water issues in Arizona.
Worries about future water supplies from ancient aquifers are bubbling up in western rural Arizona. Some neighbors complain that their backyard wells have dried up since an Emirati agribusiness began farming alfalfa nearby. One farmer worries that state officials someday may try to divert the area's groundwater for Phoenix's future needs. Experts say tensions are inevitable as companies in climate-challenged countries such as the United Arab Emirates look to faraway places like rural Arizona for water and land they need to cultivate forage material and commodities. John Scott reports.
Police say a thick layer of fog is believed to have caused a roughly 30-vehicle collision on an Idaho interstate. The collision occurred Monday morning on eastbound Interstate 86 near Pocatello. The fog caused visibility to significantly decrease in a short amount of time. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.